We've got a big midterm election looming in just a few months. The outcome will say a lot about the direction the country takes in the next few years. But there's another election coming up just this weekend that could also have a big impact here in the U.S. It's the presidential election in Mexico on Sunday. Polls suggest a defeat for the current ruling party, known as the PRI, and a victory for Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's the founder of the left-leaning Morena Party. At his closing campaign speech last night, a huge crowd was already calling López Obrador presidente. Jorge Valencia is a reporter for station KJZZ in Phoenix. He's based in Mexico City. Jorge, tell us about Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Who is he?
Andrés Manuel López Obrador is a 64-year-old man who is a former mayor of Mexico City. This is his third time running for the candidacy. And for the most part, he has been somebody who has given a message of wanting to support policies that support the working class. And so some of the things that he did as mayor of Mexico City reflected that. He created subsidies for metro fares. And in the three times that he has been campaigning, his message has been pretty consistent. And that seems to be that those people that we just heard of shouting president, 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 it seems to be a lot of what people have connected with.
You were actually there yesterday when people were shouting president, 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 and you heard López Obrador make his closing campaign speech. What was the mood like?
You know, it's unlike anything that I've seen in covering presidential races in the United States. He concluded his campaign at this very iconic stadium in Mexico City that fits about 90,000 people. It had the atmosphere of like a rock concert. In fact, there were artists performing. There was a cumbia group. And there was a woman that I happened to be standing with at the very, very top of the stadium when López Obrador came out. And she started crying when she came out. It was such an emotional moment for her. Her name is Pilar Betanzos. I'd like to introduce you to her. And here's a little bit of what she told us.
And she's holding a sign that she made at home that says, "My vote is not for sale."
As you can just hear from her voice, this seems to be something that's very personal for her. She and several other people who I spoke with said that they have been voting for him for years. This is the third time that they're going to vote for him. And they really do believe that their candidate is going to get elected.
What's the appeal of López Obrador? I mean, if you were talking to supporters, what would they, how would they describe him? What would they say about why they're voting for him?
He, as a candidate, has really been able to strike a chord to make it really personal for people. There was somebody else who I spoke with who has parents who are both in their 70s, and she said that López Obrador, when he was a mayor, that he instituted some policies that have helped the elderly. So he really has struck a chord with the working class, with a broad swaths of the population, perhaps something even tones that we have heard in even in campaigns in the United States.
President Trump has had a lot to say about Mexico since he became president and even before. What has López Obrador said about the relationship with the U.S.?
I think the biggest thing that he has said to his supporters is that he really wants to create economic opportunities. He wants to create more jobs for people here in Mexico so that people have less of a need to leave rural parts of Mexico and go to the United States to pursue work. Now, regarding President Trump, his tone has been quite acrimonious towards Mexico and toward Mexicans. So all of the candidates who are running right now have responded quite strongly to that. But the most forceful candidate has been López Obrador. So it seems that if López Obrador were to win, the relationship between Mexico and the U.S. probably will not improve.
What's he saying about how he would deal with narco traffickers and the continued violence and scourge that that's brought to Mexico?
The most salient thing that he has said about drug traffickers is that he would be willing to have dialogues with them and to create some sort of amnesty with some people that are involved in the drug trade. This, as you might imagine, has been quite incendiary, and his political opponents have attacked him over this over and over again for obvious reasons. At the same time, he hasn't gone into more detail about it. He hasn't gone into more detail of whether it's amnesty, what kind of amnesty it is. Is it for growers? Is it for the traffickers? Who is it for? I think the main takeaway here is that this is actually one of the main issues for voters here, public safety, which is very closely related to drug trafficking. And he has sort of positioned himself as the candidate who will try something different.
We will be following Election Day closely, but before we let you go, yesterday the Mexican national team got some help from South Korea in the World Cup. How are soccer fans reacting in Mexico City?
I think there's a lot of love for South Korea. So I think that Mexico-Korean relations, at least for now, will be, I hope, at a long-time high of peace and understanding.
Jorge Valencia is KJZZ's senior field correspondent in Mexico City. Thank you, Jorge.
Thanks, Carol.